Now, if yoga does eventually become an Olympic sport, India might stand a better chance at winning some medals. The country has managed to snag only 17 medals since the modern Olympic Games began in 1896. By contrast, U.S. athletes won more than 100 medals at the last Summer Olympics in Athens alone. Kaiser Muhammad Ali has some thoughts about India's low medal count. He's a sports writer for India's daily newspaper, the Sakal Times. 1 billion people, Kaiser, in all of India, and only 17 Olympic medals since the Games began more than 100 years ago. Can you answer for your country?
Yeah, it's embarrassing to talk about just 17 medals since 1900, when India first participated in the Olympic Games. Out of these 17 medals that India has won in all, most of the medals have come in hockey. And now for the Beijing Olympic Games, sadly, the hockey men's field hockey team hasn't qualified, neither has the women's hockey team qualified.
You're joking that they haven't qualified. You're saying the field hockey is basically the sport for India, and neither the men nor women have qualified for the upcoming games in Beijing. What's going on? What's to blame?
We left it till the last. I'm talking about the men's category. We left it till the last qualifying tournament. Several coaches were changed, and I would blame lack of a proper planning, and to a large extent, lack of money also, lack of funds. Sponsorship is very, very poor in hockey in India, where cricket is still the number one sport.
Is the bottom line here that perhaps India, the government, the people of India, simply don't place much emphasis on competitive sports, at least regarding the Olympics themselves? I mean, is it simply that they feel as though there are more important competitions, there are more important things to focus money and effort to?
Reality is that more and more people, including parents, are turning to sports. But the sad part at the same time is there is no set procedure or set system here. Unfortunately, for over a year, top Indian sports administrators have been fighting over a new sports policy that is being framed at the moment. All the focus, all the wrong focus was on the content of the sports policy that is still in is being developed, and that is why I think the Olympic preparations are concerned have been hampered.
It's said that India might want to host the Olympics in 2020, the Olympic Games. Now, they haven't made an official bid yet, but I wonder, since they're having such trouble fielding athletes, even for these games coming up, why they would want to host the Olympics. Presumably, they have to really shore up their act athletically if they were to do that.
I agree with you. India should not host very many big events like Olympics or try to bid for them. First, India should get better at world-level competitions, whether it is athletics or any other sport, and then try to bid.
Well, we'll see if they do indeed make a bid for the 2020 Games. In the meantime, nice to speak with you, Kaiser Muhammad Ali, assistant editor with the Indian daily newspaper, the Sakal Times, speaking to us from New Delhi. Thank you.
Thank you so much.